Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tis the season of NCAA tournaments. In Sweet 16 basketball action at the Garden last night, the Ohio State men knocked out Cincinnati 81-66, and Syracuse just got by Wisconsin 64-63. And today, the NCAA hockey tournament hits the ice, some of the games in Worcester. Unlike the men's March Madness basketball tournament, the hockey tourney invites only 16 squads, and remarkably, this year, four of the 16 teams are from New England. For more on the tournament, we recently spoke with Nancy Marapiz-Burrell, staff sports writer for the Boston Globe, and asked her how significant it is to have one quarter of the entire tournament field hail from New England.
I think it's a very big deal. I mean, you've got, the usual powerhouses. You've got Boston College and Boston University who are, perennial visits to the dance, so to speak. But, University of Maine hasn't been there in a while, and University of Massachusetts at Lowell is a surging team that has really turned around from last year. They only had 5 wins all of last year, and now all of a sudden they find themselves at the dance. So it's a very exciting time for all 4 schools.
All right, let's talk about the teams locally in the tournament. BC, ranked number 1 in the nation. It won the Bean Pot, the Hockey East regular season title, and the Hockey East tournament. Do you think the Eagles can go all the way?
Absolutely. I think they had a bunch of question marks early on. They lost a lot of goal scoring last year. They lost their top goaltender who played all 4 years, and they weren't sure where the goals were going to come from or if they were going to be able to stop the puck. And Parker Milner, who's a junior, has really proven himself to be a big-game goaltender, and the goals have come from a lot of different sources. A freshman, Johnny Gaudreau, was the MVP of both the Bean Pot and the Hockey East Championship, and he's just a young kid and has proven that he's a real talent to be reckoned with.
How good is BU? Their record was 23-14-1 during the season, but they're only seeded number 3 in the Western Regional Playoff.
Well, they're actually a really good team. They're a better team away from home. As long as Kieran Morland is playing as well as he has in goal, they're always going to have a chance. But they've got plenty of goal scoring. They've got some really good defensemen, despite everything they've been through this year and what they lost in losing 3 players to either suspensions or bad behavior, or one kid left to turn pro. So, I mean, they've gone through an awful lot this year, and They're a pretty resilient group, so as long as the goaltending holds up, I think they got a chance.
So they've overcome that turmoil?
They seem to have, yeah.
What about UMass Lowell? What are its chances?
Well, I think their chances, they've got a sophomore goaltender who's an excellent player. They're very quick. I think they have a chance as well. It's really hard to say. I mean, when you're one of the final 16, everybody has a chance.
Okay, I'm asking you for an outside possibility here. What's the likelihood that it could be 2 New England teams in the national championship? As I look at the brackets, that's at least in theory possible if either Boston College, Maine, or Boston University get all the way through to the championships in their brackets. They could face UMass Lowell coming down the other bracket.
Yeah, that's true, but it's an awfully long road before that. Those brackets, all 4 brackets, are very, very difficult. There's not one gimme there at all. I mean, if you don't play your best hockey, there's a chance you're going to get knocked out. A lot of it goes down to, is there some luck involved? Sure. If it goes off a shin pad and over your goaltender, I mean, the championship game in 2009 with Boston College against Miami was, Boston University against Miami was this crazy bounce. It took over the goaltender's shoulder. I mean, the shot came from the point and went over, bounced up, hit a shin pad, went over the kid's shoulder, and that was the overtime winner in the championship game. So you just really never know.
Nancy Marapiz-Burrell, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.